thank you all for being here in worship this morning. This is really great. So let me tell you, we just heard about a story from Jesus. And Jesus tells this story about a king. Now, what does a king do? What does a king do?
He
knows. Oh, you got something. This is all right. What does a king do? Yeah, Dylan.
He punished this man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were listening real good, weren't you? He punished the guy because he wasn't wearing a wedding robe to wear, right? See, this king was having a big old party for a bunch of people, and he invited them all to come along, all of his friends to come along. But his friends decided not to show up. So instead, the king sends out his people to go and bring in all sorts of different people, anybody he might pass on the streets. And they all come to celebrate, except for the one guy who doesn't come to celebrate. He decides to not be joy-filled like everyone else. But here's the thing. This king invites all of these normal people, the people who aren't necessarily his friends, and they come and they join in this banquet where there's a whole lot of food. And a lot of these people were hungry before. And now all of a sudden, they get to eat for the first time. And they get to eat a lot of food, more food than they normally get to eat. And they get to celebrate with the king. And to the person who didn't get to celebrate, the king gets angry. And he sends them away. But there's this moment of celebration, right? Because it's like this with Jesus. Jesus wants to give us more than we could possibly imagine. Jesus wants to make sure that we're taken care of no matter what. A lot like those people that the king invites in. And Jesus wants us to celebrate with all of those people and to celebrate with him. So here's the thing. Next time that you're at a party, or the next time you get to celebrate, or the next time you even pass somebody on the street who might get invited to a party like this, can you remember how much God loves you and how much God loves each and every one of them? Can you remember that? Yeah, cool. And can you celebrate that too? Excellent. Cool. Thank you, guys. Professor, let's pray first because that helps. We'll fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for meeting our needs and giving us every reason to celebrate you. Thank you for sending to us Jesus to show how much you love us and to show how much you want to take care of us. Help us to remember how much you love us and how much you love all those around us. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.